Hi, everybody. Mama C here. So season 10 is winding down. This will be the last free full episode for season 10. I will continue to throw out the short free Monday ones, but as far as the full episodes go, this will be the last free one. But the episodes will continue over on Patreon, where you can subscribe for just $1 a month. I mean, where else can you be entertained and contribute to a good cause for just $2 a month? Hope to see you on Patreon. Love you guys. Bye. Oh, and the new season 11 will kick in the first of the year, where I will resume some of the free full-length episodes.
All subject matter in the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. A recklessly minimal effort has been taken to change the names and details of any guilty parties. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Greetings and welcome to the Prison Industrial Complex. You're listening to the Notes from the Pen podcast. I'm Cousin Greg, and with me as usual, your favorite convict, Bobby. Good morning.
Hey, that was perfect. That was a perfect one. That was just excellent. You throw me off and you say, greetings and welcome. That's the tricky. That's like you're adding a little degree of difficulty there. It always makes me like mentally, because I'm
nervous.
Like mentally tracking along with you. No, the words with you, and then I'm like, wait, and it like stumbles me a little. So, but do your own thing. Put your own twist to it. Yes, man.
Yeah, it's greetings and welcome. You know, it's greetings, hello, and welcome. It's purposeful.
Let's just do a whole episode about the intro. Let's just
come down.
Different variations of our ever-evolving intro.
Yep.
What's up?
So I have some preparation today. If you hear this little, that little click click, that means I have the pen in my hand, and it means I'm ready for business. Yeah. So listen.
Well, you're not that ready for business. I've kind of been issuing, and I'm not a taskmaster by any means. Like little homework assignments.
I know,
not homework,
I know.
But preparation ones, and I'm always like, did you? And you're like, oh, no. Which,
I know.
It's hard to run, it's hard to do research for a show from a dungeon basement. A basement dungeon.
Thank you. Thank you for being, that's why you're my boy. So understanding. But
you're trying to just survive, and just the fact that you make it back every week.
In one
this
week.
Is now 2 days in a row, which is really, I feel really productive.
Yeah, back to back. So I have been tasked or honored with the privilege of steering the ship today. I plan on doing
tasked.
Before that, how are you today? What's going on? How's your day going?
Well, it's early. I know a lot of our viewers join us in the morning, probably on their way to work or while at work. And this is one of those times where it's everything's in sync. I'm drinking lukewarm coffee out here. It's the morning. The sun is still rising. It's already been pretty eventful out here, out on these streets today. Anytime there's an intercom announcement that wakes you up, I think they open yard at 7:30. That's usually like the first official, like jarring announcement. But if they need anyone for anything, they don't walk to your cell and tell you. They just announce it, right? But it's usually one or two people, and it's like cell number and name, like 12, 3rd, blah, blah, whatever. And then they'll say the last name, report, whatever. But today, they did, whenever there's more than like 5 to 10 names, you're like, something's going on. What is this? And that was happening earlier. And I was like, there's no way all those people got tickets, which is the infractionary things they'll call you down for. And turns out there's about, 20 people, maybe more, packing up and moving over to 16 block, much like the Nine Finger had to do for classes.
Yeah.
And
classes. The classes jogged my memory, but it's kind of a good hook because you and I were talking just shooting the breeze before we got on here, and you had mentioned classes and how and for viewers those are things that convicts go to as they relate to their rehabilitation. That's probably being generous, but anyway, reminded me it's being very generous, isn't it?
Well, they're mandated programming based on, like, your case and shit. And it's before you think it's like some comprehensive thing, it's really only about four. One is thinking for a change, which is, that just shows you how low the bar is. The title mm-hmm. of the place is called Thinking for a Change, meaning instead of reacting,
thinking.
Think. That's it. That's the name of, that's the official
wow.
name of the class,
I mean,
for change.
There is fucking, that is like massive shade built into the title of that program. Thinking
Why
for
don't
a change.
You
fucking
think
sarcastic.
For a change? Why don't you fucking
Are you kidding
think
me?
For a change?
Yeah.
The double meaning of, you know, to
okay.
make a change in your life.
Oh, I got their meaning. I got it.
Think. So no one mm-hmm. else does. Most of the people. If you get, like, how annoying and, like, self-clever this title's trying to be, you shouldn't have to take the class. It should be. Uh-oh.
That's a great point.
We have a development right here. Smiley and Hornhead. Just
oh, my God.
Being berating Hornhead, who one from the outside would view him as the predator. No, Miami's about 6'2". He's like 6'3", tattoo on the back of his
yep.
head, but he's bald, like graying, horseshoe pattern.
All right.
Both of them, but spectacled. But the dynamic.
Chomo 3000? Chomo 3000?
Yeah. No, I don't know. They might be like the 4000s. They're like a
Ooh.
Very unique brand of stuff.
Damn, okay.
Anyways, yeah, that just, I don't want to get too distracted, but that relationship's funny to watch because it's like a constant reminder that it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, transgender, any. Relationships
yeah.
can be just the bane of yours. It can just
oh
be the
gosh.
Most difficult. And Hornhead is just always being berated by someone with a good 30-point
right.
deficit in IQ than him, right? And, like, berated and bossed around and told what to do to the point where his shoulders just... Every time I see him, his shoulders are like closer together and more slouched
right.
over. And I was spinning with that tool the other day, and I go, look at that. If that was Carmen Electra or fill in the, I just dated myself.
Yeah.
If that was Jennifer Lawrence doing that,
yep.
it wouldn't even be worth it. It would be like, all right, J-Law, get the fuck away from me. Have you
yeah.
seen that movie Red Sparrow with her, by the way?
No, but I'm very familiar with her talent.
There's a scene. This is like some real prison, like, what's that, Dr. Skin? Or there's like some show, there's some
yeah, yeah,
where,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Where they
mm-hmm.
like show you the nude scenes in movies that Kevin picked out. This is like the prison version because we don't see nudity. But there's a scene, she's a Russian spy, and she like fucks this, what's his name? He's been in a bunch of movies, on the couch.
I know the movie you're talking about.
And,
yep.
and she's wearing like these, oh my God, she like had a couple extra pounds on. All right,
Yeah.
I kind of digress. I should always. Okay, so.
So let me.
Today,
Red Sparrow. Today is kind of like a miscellaneous episode, but also I want to mention that anytime you have an update, feel free to interject because the updates have proven to be pretty entertaining, both on my account, but the world has responded very positively to the updates. The last time you gave us live time updates was you were like Max Kellerman. Ringside.
Oh,
yeah, and that was well received.
Part of which
it's funny.
Entailed Miley punching Hornhead and
just
slapping
now?
Hornhead. No. When we were commentating on the fight, when I was commentating on the calling play by play on the fight, and then just didn't learn anything. I had a really awesome moment that wasn't meant for recording, and it was just me, Hornhead. And I think the Nine Finger was there. He was in front of me in the phone line, and I just got to kind of give him a real passive-aggressive lashing about his hole. I was like, what's up with you? You've been good, bud? You seem to have some stress lately. And he's like,
yeah.
You don't really talk. And he's like, yeah. But I'm good. And I'm like, are you? It just was a hole where I was like, is that worth it to you? I mean, are you good? Okay. All right. And
pile it on him more.
I should have been lifting his shoulders up and not slouching them further. Yeah, people, there's a lot of, I have like plans for a lot of the shows we do, but then there's also this responsibility to just kind of report what's going on because
yeah.
there's a whole, this is said a lot, specifically at this joint, by people of all creeds, colors, beliefs. You'll hear this a lot. God, you can't make this shit up. That's like
yeah.
There's shit in here going on that's just, I just wonder how desensitized I'm going to be to weirdness when I get out. People watching is ruined for me. There's going to be no
oh,
more
God.
Or a certain type of it. But yeah, today.
No, you're right.
today was a miscellaneous one, I believe, because Greg didn't do his homework.
Well, listen, I do have something that a couple things I wanted to bring up. So originally, we were talking about the classes. I was interested, and then you had mentioned that now they happen to be moving people in accordance to those classes due to, COVID. And so I wanted to just kind of throw out a couple questions your way and have us kind of join the national conversation, because any of the viewers, no matter where you are in the country, internationally, obviously COVID is something, you know, well universal at this point. So I was interested in asking a couple of questions about how, I'm just wondering if you do a comparison as to how similar it is on the outside to the inside, because for one, everybody in there, how many people in the facility would you say have had the infection at some point?
Over 95%.
All right, over 95%.
It was 100%, or it was like it was like 100%. 99.9%.
Right.
Until they started writing new people in from quarantine. Now, most of them caught it when they were in quarantine. It just stays perpetually there, apparently. But there's probably a couple people who have come down since the whole this place was, you know, bowled over by the coronavirus that don't have it. But it's over 90%.
Okay, so most people have had it there. Now, next question: how do the vaccines work? Do they offer them to you? Are they mandated? Explain that real quick, the vaccine.
It was a mirror of the world. They offered them first to people who were, like, high risk and stuff.
Okay, older people, people with underlying diseases, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah. And I brought this point up to you. I'm telling you, this is irrefutable proof, the heaviest evidence anyone could muster to throw in the face. Uh-oh. Miley and Hornhead just arguing on the way past. Irrefutable evidence that there is no conspiratorial, nefarious aspect of the vaccine because we're not mandated to take it. You will know when there's something that they're really trying to push on people to control them when they wouldn't get – they don't – listen, when scabies came through here, they locked everything down. The viewers remember when that happened. They locked everything down. We didn't get yard or anything, and we did – and it was for a couple of days. We couldn't even have our property. They mandated us to take – I don't even know what it was, anti-fucking – it might have been ivermectin. It was something that sounded like that, I remember. But they made us take two pills, two days in a row, and – if you didn't, if you refused, you had to go to the hole for a month.
Oh,
You know how many people took the pills?
Everybody
took the fucking pill. Mandated. You have to do it. Oh, yeah, legally we can't? Okay, well, we're just going to put you in the hole then for 30 days based on medical needs. So don't take it.
You have 1 minute remaining.
The percentage of conspiracy theories about vaccines is way higher in prison than it is at the national average. Way higher.
Go ahead.
The proof, just think about this. They don't give a shit about us in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been mandated in here. Like 70, 60, I don't know what the numbers are, so I don't really want to quote, but I'm certain it's over 50% haven't been vaccinated in here. And if there was some nefarious thing they were trying to put chips in you or control you or poison you or any of that shit, there's no thinking. History shows they start here. We don't have our rights. They will make us take the shit here. So any family member that's conspiratorial about this, why don't they make people in prison take it? They made them take scabies shit. Why wouldn't they make them? Believe me, they would make us take it. You know what I mean? We wouldn't. There would be no choice.
Thank you for using GTL.
Yeah, so the fact that it's still a choice for us in here means – you guys are okay. Go ahead, Grandpa. Take the thing because there's people that actually need those hospital beds for our true. We're Americans. You know what I mean? Like, we deserve to eat ourselves into cardiac arrest and be able to go to the hospital and have a bed there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or to have a foot amputated because we're so fat. you know, there's no need to alienate. So I hope some of our viewers are very large and plump. And I don't want to personally insult you. I just want you to keep both your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to make sure that we haven't insulted anybody up until this point. Season 10. Hold on. We want to make sure. Wait. All right, but you bring up a good, perfect segue. So vaccination, not mandated. People have a choice in there. So let me ask you this. Out here in the world, I know you know this, but I'm just framing it. Out here in the world, there's a massive, massive division between anti-vaxxers and people who are pro-science. Well, I guess I'm saying pro-science. You can tell which side I'm on. It's a shame that there's even sides. But anyway, the national conversation is there's a large divide between people who are anti-vax, pro-conspiracy, and, you know, the rest of... Yeah, I can't even help but the rest
I'm
of the...
I'm about to start an anti-gravity conspiracy, that this isn't actually gravity that's holding us down, but
like
it's our sin settled to the bottom of our feet, like magnets, and are attracted to the iron in the center of the earth. I'm an anti-grabber.
You'll be the anti-grabber. You'll be the next QAnon leader with that stream of logic. So let me ask you this. Are there people in there, I probably know the answer, but is there a strong, do you feel the presence of anti-vaxxers in the prison system?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Okay, so I actually was like, it's been a while since I crafted a whole little set of tweets. I'll shoot because I can't have instant access. It's been a while. I've been writing other stuff. So I'll get little, I just have to wait till they come. But I was thinking, my tablet was charging, so I couldn't type it in. If I grabbed a little scrap piece of paper, and I wrote, because I wanted to save this phrase, the only thing more powerful than love is peer pressure.
Interesting.
And so, in here, fuck social media and being in like a echo chamber, rabbit hole of whatever you're into online. This is like the physical reality. This is like Reddit, like the physical reality of it, where everyone is so worried. Hold on a sec. What's up? What are you doing?
All right,
Abdul just came and said, what's up? He's one of the viewers. How much we talk.
Yeah.
He's kind of replaced the nine finger. Love him. He's part of the ride out group. He's going
Shout
over.
Shout out Abdul.
Yeah, so he just stopped back by and dapped me up and shit.
Nice.
But yeah, so everyone's so afraid of being like people will literally sit. Someone will bring a subject up in like the JPay line where everyone's kind of grouped around. And 90% of people will sit there and wait until someone says something so they can take their cue on what their response is going to be.
Gotcha.
Which I think most people, it can't just be just people in here. It's got to be people in the world. But when you're in the world and you're not physically around people, you feel okay to like bark out shit. But once someone gets to saying like, man, I don't trust none of that shit in there or whatever it is.
Yep.
I understand that. Like we had a talk on our, during our, what's it called? Our study group thing, where I was surprised that more than 50% of the study group, I think it was like 70-80%, were like, yeah, I have the vaccine, and there was a couple people. And then we just brought up some points about, well, think about it. If this was something they were really trying to do, it wouldn't be a choice. It would be on the water. It'd be this. I remember we got multivitamins because I think something came out that said, like, you're not so severely affected. If you take daily multivitamins, and they
vitamin
started giving
C,
them out
the
whole time in prison, you had to buy multivitamins on your like from your prisoner account when you go to commissary.
What?
Never the whole time in prison they never handed them out, and now they started handing them out if you sign up. Now, you know what a multivitamin looks like. You break it up, and you can see like the little granule. It tastes like iron. That's what they were, and they had like the name of like the type of vitamin they were. People wouldn't take them because they thought there was something in that.
Jesus
like they're trying.
Christ.
And so the argument,
horse pills.
The argument was always twofold. One was, if they really we're in prison. This isn't the free world. If they want us to ingest something, they're not going to tell us about it, and it's not going to be a choice. It's going to be, if they do tell us, it's going to be like those, it's going to be like those scabies pills. That's
exactly.
Number one. Number two is, if you're so worried, you can't be selectively worried at a level of minutia that like you have to be an expert to find out what's in every little thing about one thing, but not worried about another. You're not worried about the fluoride level and chlorine level in your fucking water, are you? Are you analyzing that every time you fucking just use logic? Just use a little logic.
Right.
Oh my God.
Let me say this too. If you're in the prison system, hey, don't worry about what's in the lunch. All right, but go ahead and worry about what's in the multivitamin. All right, the patty of which is undefined. They even have shards of plastic. Don't worry about that. You're good on that. But question the multivitamin. Crazy.
I don't ever drink the Kool-Aid. And I'm not just because of the Jim Jones thing, but the Kool-Aid here is just, I'm like suspicious of it because it's like sweet and stuff. And like, why are they, like, I don't think they're doing it intentionally, but the sweeteners they're using and stuff, because that stuff, they're definitely not. All of a sudden you care that we taste something and it tastes, right. You know what I mean? And I've just heard little weird things. So I guess I'm conspiratorial kind of about that, but I just drink water. Which probably at some point you just have to realize, like, if they're trying to get shit in us, they're gonna get shit in us.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So
let me answer this though. Do you ever see people? Have there been fights that have broken out between, like, let's say, a heated conversation between somebody who's anti-vaxxer and somebody else who's not? Like, mm-hmm. like that tension. Has that tension ever spilled into physical altercation?
No. Not that I know of. I mean, maybe, but no. It's
okay.
No, not that specifically.
People are so quick to
follow along. The whole division about this in the world is like really even so. Like I try not to underestimate the. That's actually a saying written somewhere that never underestimate the stupidity of your average American. Right? That's like a mantra that I learned over the years. But I wasn't practicing enough because I did underestimate. I didn't think that there would literally be a third of the population that was. It's just, come on, you guys are
right.
You're out of your like you don't.
I mean,
even, I can't. Yeah. So, but here's the thing with this. So a while ago they instituted because programming. That's where we started. We started with the programming. Let me go through the other classes real quick. There's Thinking for a Change. VPP, Violence Prevention Programming, SOP, Sex Offender Program.
Okay.
They call it Slap-A-Hoe class. So it's something for domestic violence. I don't know the name of it. And, I have to take this one. Substance Abuse Phase 2 and Phase 1. There's two different types of, I think they might only have Phase 2 now. Those are the only, there's like five. Those are the only ones that really... that are the major classes left to take before going home. But what they did was, during the whole outbreak, the classes were held up. It happened with the Nine Finger, where people weren't going home on time because
they weren't able to complete their classes. Yeah,
right. And the teachers weren't showing up. They were locking everything down. So what they did was they took 16 block. Which is a regular housing unit, but it's like pole barns, like where you're not in individual cells. And they said, okay, we're going to make this place for everyone taking classes so they can be isolated so there won't be any outbreaks. But they did that after everything was like already ran through this place. And then now that everything's done and no one has it here, hasn't had it here, we get like these updates about if there's positive cases in any prison in the state, we'll get them on our JPay. And I think it used to be there's 50 here, 200 here. Now it's like... there are no confirmed cases to report this week.
Wow.
There was one at the women's Huron Valley. So it's like, and that's at other. There's been nothing here for a very long time. Whenever you get visits, you have to go over there. Even video visits, you have to go over there to get swabbed before you go over there.
Right.
With the instant test. And no one's ever, even, we haven't even really been getting false positives. So that whole thing is done.
It's fascinating to me that the world doesn't take a clue as to this perfect science experiment about COVID and prison, because you guys are not like the problem that we have out here. You don't have in there. The Delta variant and this Mu variant are all taking place because not everybody's vaccinated and the virus has a chance to mutate. But since somebody's leaving, it's suppressing that. Whether or not people are vaccinated or not, people aren't leaving, and it's not, you know what I mean? So you haven't heard anything about nobody's getting this Delta, nobody's getting this second strand, second infection. No, right? That's fucking crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's crazy that we don't look into – it's crazy that we don't use that as empirical evidence. That
No breakthrough cases here. Like, the last thing that happened was the scabies things. Here's the thing that kind of puts me in a weird position, yeah. Right? Because yeah. I think you owe it as a citizen in America to take the vaccine if you're going to be dealing with people, right? I believe right. The government, I think a school should certainly mandate it because they mandate other vaccines. Like the idea that everyone's crazy now about this one, they either don't have kids or they're stupid because they don't remember right. having to show the proof that their kids got measles, rubella, and all the other vaccines.
Yeah, mom, no problem. Yep. Exactly.
Why wouldn't they just put that shit in there? If this was a big thing, why wouldn't they just put it in those vaccines that we already have to take and shit? You know what I mean? Like, just use your, but just one layer of critical thinking. Just one. This, so I'm definitely not, but I'm also a guy who does things that anti-vaxxers do. Like, I don't like wearing a mask, and I refuse. I pretty much refuse. I'm like, I'm not wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah.
But I do it because it's pointless. It's a charade. Everyone's already had it.
Right.
If it was a case where, you know, people were getting it and was putting people at risk, I would be like, yeah.
You would wear the mask, yeah.
I'm going to wear the mask because it's a response. So I find myself doing stuff that people who I don't agree with are doing out in the world, but for, I think, different circumstances.
I don't know.
Maybe it makes me a hypocrite. But I'm this guy, too. Like, look, it's done. Can we open this place up? Can we start going to the wait pit? Can we start having visits? You test everyone that comes for a visit. You do an instant test. From the outside, you test them, and then they test us. And then they still make us sit with a fucking glass divider, and we can't touch the people. Oh, but we can hug at the beginning and end. It's like,
it doesn't make any sense. They should open it up. I agree with you, because if they've done everything, because you can actually say that COVID is done in there. And if that is true, which it appears to be, I believe it is, then they should be just business as usual. Should open it up.
Well,
wait a bit.
Unless you assholes out there give it enough breeding ground to mutate into something that's vaccine resistant and much more lethal, then we'll get it all again in here because you assholes
would bring it in.
Yeah, you guys will bring it in.
Because
we'll
of the CO, the cops, the visits, right? Okay, so there still is a link.
About all this shit. I know we've done ones where I just berate people.
Oh, whatever. Don't worry about it. Status.
Just
people will stop. Don't worry about that. Let me ask you this. QAnon. You got any QAnon people in there?
No. You know why? Well, in a sense, it depends on what you mean. QAnon is such a giant blanket, which is why people have a... You know what I mean? If you mean any conspiracy theorist, then yeah. But here's the problem with QAnon. QAnon is a social media thing. It's an internet thing.
Right.
So in order to like have that feed or link with Q, up-to-date stuff, and read through all these little things, you have to have internet access.
Yeah, internet access. Let me rephrase then. Do you have any? You're absolutely right. are there any people in
you
there?
You have 1 minute remaining.
That conform to the ideas. Well, I guess. Well, I was going to ask, are there any?
There's people who think the election was stolen in here.
Okay, election was stolen. What about Democrats being humans parading in or lizard people parading in human skin?
No. Okay. There's not enough big enough sample group for that.
All right. That exists out. That's real out here.
No, I know.
That's
because Hillary Clinton was a lizard though, for real.
Just
she
was that.
She was a gecko. No. She was a brown anole.
Yeah, a brown anole. Yeah. That's probably true.
The one who got running around the border.
Wow, that's fucking crazy, man. Well, as far as COVID-19 out here, where I don't even know where we're at. We're looking towards another fucking lockdown.
Where do you stand with private businesses being forced?
Thank you for using GTL.
Hey, so with private companies, private businesses, it's my understanding that those private owners still have their choice. They can choose to mandate it or not.
I was going to ask you whether I know what the status is. They're talking about it, but then when I had to call you back, I realized I'm kind of drained on all this fucking COVID shit. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Is there anything weird going on in the world right now? I get like the major
Britney
news
Spears.
Stories. I get the major news stories. That's insane. I get those major news stories, but that is crazy, right? that Britney Spears, everyone knows this, right? The conservatorship and how crazy, how hard it is once you get a conservatorship. So basically, Britney's for you, five people, Ghost Gerbil and all them out in the across the pond probably know about this as well. But she was deemed like mentally incompetent to handle her own affairs, specifically financial, but also medical and all this other stuff. So they gave a conservatorship to her dad after all the bald-headed umbrella poking paparazzi shit she was doing. I don't think Britney Spears. There's something about the type of people who just say Britney that just made me stop from. I was about to be like, I don't think Britney is. And then I hated myself and I was just. I don't think Miss Spears.
Self-awareness. That's one of your.
Is any crazier than like the chick that lives down the way?
Right.
In your apartment complex or something. She's like nutty, but not like crazy. Like she doesn't know any better.
Of course.
Now, she's had breakdowns, I'm sure, mental health ones, and maybe in those times, there's conservatorship should be like the last resort for certain things. But she's a little loopy in the way that's like, how are you not going to be loopy when you were like the world's most famous person at like 16 or whatever, but in your whole life? You've been like a product for Disney or whoever, for your parents. It's, you know what I mean? Like, how are you not going to be a little loopy? Throw a little genetic mental health tendencies on there, and you're going to have. But I don't think she's crazy enough to where she can't. I'm crazy is like a politically incorrect term, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how hard it is. Because I guarantee you there's a lot of people who have been in conservatorships who are going, yeah, we've been saying this for, like, kind of me coming to prison. Like, yeah, we've been saying this for 20 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's my money. What? And how hard it is to get out from under that. Because you can tell, like, even a lot of the way the law must be written must be tough for because even the judges are having a tough time.
Right.
Doing that
shit. As I understand it, she was recently freed from that conservatorship. But I think her father had to.
Her father. Let me put you hit with some shit.
Please.
Because I know I probably get better reception in my prison cell than you do in your dungeon. And you're making it. But
yes, please,
no,
please.
She was granted a new attorney. Why do I know?
Right.
Britt, as I like to call her.
Just call her Brittany.
Britt was. Well, we're like close like that.
It's short.
Britt was assigned a new attorney, was allowed to fire her counsel because her counsel is paid by the conservatorship, which is run by her dad, too. So the lawyer arguing against him is paid for and hired by him.
Good God.
And so they granted her that. And what he did was he agreed to step down voluntarily as conservator, but allegedly asked for like $10 million on the way out.
What
or something.
A fucking asshole.
Something crazy like that. But I don't know enough, but I've been
Britt,
the wrong
age. Britt got engaged, by the way. I do know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To a longtime boyfriend, Sam, something?
Hopefully he's a stand-up guy. Britt needs some, I don't know. She deserves some good things. Not that she doesn't have wealth.
Does.
I mean, she deserves.
She does.
I mean,
she has a terrible life.
Yeah, right. Impoverished.
That's the real outrage. Not that there's 2 million people in American prisons, but that Britney doesn't get to pick her doctor.
You're right.
Which
isn't
right. It really is right. But as far as like priorities,
agree.
But also, I'm an asshole because I don't give a shit about. It's not coincidental that the example I use for what I want people to pay attention to benefit me directly. So I'm just as bad.
No, you're not an asshole because what you're saying is...
Shut up,
impossible to not be outraged to some degree when the world pays attention to a celebrity like who's wealthy like Britney Spears. Her problems are valid, of course, but they, you know, will hesitate before looking at something like, you know, prison reform and that sort of thing, so... Yeah.
Just for you viewers out there who think Greg is a yes man, I have now been swayed. I'm completely on your side, and my new goal is to make him hate me. Someone told, and I wasn't even going to tell you this because there's been so much positive feedback about the new episodes we've been doing. And I was like, I don't want to get in his head, but Ghost Gerbils was like, sending me, he's like, I love it, blah, 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 doing good, all that stuff. And then he's like, I was told personally by an irate termite that that Greg and Jin are too much of like yes men. I don't remember the intelligent British term.
Constructive criticism. I'll accept it.
And
sure.
And I was like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But no, what Ghost Gerbil said right after that was pretty. He should really do the show instead of me, not you instead of me. He's funnier and more. He said.
Ghost Gerbil.
He said. What did he fucking? Yeah. Well, this is fucking brilliant. I just was thinking about what the show would be like if I got lost in my own thought thinking about the show would be like it was just a British dude and you
right.
that didn't even know each other.
right. So how
I understand what the but he said he goes I don't know what they want. Maybe they should maybe they're expecting you or Jin. I know something about it was kind of a shot at the captain. It was like have a breakdown, turn their back on you, and leave you hanging high and dry or something. And I was like, yeah, touche. I don't know what you know. Some of our viewers are clearly just as damaged in us, and you know they can't even take any emotional or even just verbal
sure.
support of two people without like making themselves uncomfortable. So
right. Well, I mean, you know, I could. I mean, they're just. Am I a yes man? Perhaps, sure. But the thing is, I can't be anything aside from this is who I am. So
exactly what a yes man would say. By the way,
it'd be impossible
yes
for
man?
Me to
yes.
to get to please. Right. But, you know, we're being broadcast to, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of people, how many ever people, and it's completely logical and reasonable that, you know, a handful, if not a large sum of people would say, I don't like this or I don't like that. Greg's there. How am I going to, I can hardly please the small orbit of people in my life. I'm expecting,
your wife
I'm not going to put that
like
upon myself. Right, I'm not going to put that upon
like
myself.
Corey.
That fucking bastard.
Yeah, so of course you guys don't like Greg. No one does. All right, if you're not like picking up on the fact that no one likes this guy, then you're not
yeah.
fucking paying attention. And he's not
exactly.
here for your approval. He's here for my approval, which
yeah.
is clearly what fucking matters. And I would like to say I learned a long time ago not to care what people think.
It's not
like
my business.
My pants by my belt, but. The truth of the matter is I did at first have like this thing where like, ooh, every time some little nut would have some little comment on like the show or
mm-hmm.
the direction or topic we should do, I would be like, ooh, let me think about that. And then I'd have my
yeah.
mom send me like some more shit about that person, like their profile. And it's like, oh, they live with 42 cats named after famous dead royals. Like, you know, it's like,
right.
oh yeah, you're an idiot or you're crazy or, oh, you're a sweetheart, but you're not exactly a creative person who knows about whatever.
Right.
And then it became a thing where I'm like, oh, no. I need people, certain people, to be upset about whatever it is I'm doing. Otherwise, I'm not – I just don't
right.
– it's just – something's wrong as far as, like, my mission statement if everyone's just completely comfortable with everything.
Absolutely.
And this is like a pirate radio fucking prison podcast, and there's
right.
– I mean, you guys have been along for the ride, and the loyal ones, it's the same thing with the viewers that I was just talking to Lindsay the other day, who's we grew up with, and she's
yeah,
like started listening to the show
yeah.
and all that shit. But I was telling her, I said, look, because we were speaking about one of our fat friends from back in the day that will remain unnamed, who's just a hater, just a born hater in his soul and his heart, and he's miserable because of it. You know what I mean? And,
uh-huh.
I said, you know, I came to the realization, this is before the show or anything, when I was just, like, writing and starting to catch some traction with that. I said, I'm not going, I had big plans, you know.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not one of those people who's like, I want to be successful so I can rub it in the face of people who doubted me or weren't there
yeah.
for me or left me hanging when I came to prison. That's not what I want to do. I want to be successful because I'm passionate about the things I'm doing, and I can't wait to, like, share that with the people who were like around for the ride
yeah.
and stuck around and all that stuff instead of focusing on that negative aspect of it.
Right.
And so it's that way with the viewers too, right? There's going to be people who hate and jump off and go. I mean, there's no animosity at all. Go listen to Chris D'Elia or
right.
Brit or whatever you want to do. If there's something cooler, more interesting than a dude podcast from prison, which I'm sure there's
yeah.
tons of things that, then go do it, no hard feelings. But this is like really for us, myself, but also a survival thing, but also the people who like stick around, that group that's like, you know who you are. A lot of you have been named, not all of you, been named on the show before, that are like, they're really in this for deeper reasons. And that's kind of one of the things that has led to Stanhope's success. I was completely given up on doing anything comedic because of how heavy, serious, and dark my crime was, and tragic and all that stuff, right? And I'm like, there's no way I'll ever be able to be a successful comic. No one wants to know this history about me and then come hear me laugh. And then I'd been a fan of Stanhope's before I came to prison, but I was reading some of his books, Digging Up Mother, and then this is not fame, but when I was reading Digging Up Mother, I realized... And this isn't like an after-the-fact thing, like me and Stanhope are close now, so I'm giving him all these props. This is real. I read that book, and I went, oh, shit. Like, there was a million different ways and times where people tried to get him to, like, conform to something that wasn't true. And he just not only was unwilling, he was incapable of doing it. He was just like, this is what I'm doing, and this is all I know how to do, the only way I know how to do it, and if I'm going to become destitute and homeless because of it, so be it, but I'm going to keep doing it. And what happened was, if you have that approach, but you're also good, which he's a good comic doing unique, important things, meaningful, like he's got his, then a group will coalesce around you of like-minded people, and you can carve your completely own niche, as 23-year-old say,
niche
into whatever thing you want to do. And it literally made me go, oh no, anything's fucking possible. If you're good, committed, you work hard, and you have a unique thing, just do it, and you can make your own. You don't have to have a path that someone's proven, right? And
you can make your own.
He showed me that, and it's just, wow. Now look who's a yes man.
So, yourself. Stick to your integrity. Be a trailblazer. This is a very positive episode.
Hold on. If you're talented, because a lot of people just hear that first part. There's a whole generation of Americans that grew up hearing just that first part, and they're like, I can be a ballerina. You see it on American Idol all the time. The whole show is based on people with no self-awareness belting out Frank Sinatra songs, you know.
Yeah, you can't do anything you put your mind to. You can't. Right?
No.
And some of you are not. So.
Let's crush the dreams here.
We are. It just switched from positive to negative.
You're not special. You know why you're not
why?
Special, right? Because
why?
If everyone was special, their special wouldn't be special. It'd be average. You know what I mean?
Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. You're right.
Red ass today. I'm cutting you off a bunch. I'm fighting with people who don't want to fight with me. You know, I think there's a whole segment that could have been taken out about the corona shit and really got to the meat and potatoes.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Of this episode, which is me just being feisty as hell. And mad that Abdul, my one buddy, the replacement for my finger, is now gone. And I'm sad, and I'm taking it out on all of you, and specifically you, Greg. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm really not. Yeah. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to hit you back, and we're going to tie a bow on this piece of fecal matter.
Let's do that.
Is that okay with you?
It is. Let's do it.
Yes, man. See? Yes, man. He's a yes.
Yes, sir.
I fucking knew it.
Why do you even ask? Why do you ask?
Thank you for using GTL.
Yep.
So, is there anything you would like to add? Is there any, I don't know how many calls we did, but it was enough.
Yeah, we did a few. No, the only thing I'd like to add is...
He said no. He said no. Season 10.
No. Rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. He recently passed away. He was amazing. I'm sure you heard that, right? I was planning on saying that Michael K. Williams, the guy who played Omar, he played Chalky White in Boardwalk Empire from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really liked him. And
I didn't... Yeah, go ahead. I didn't know that he had done so much for, like... He was, like, big on prison reform and all that stuff. I wasn't aware.
Yeah, he was also, you know, an honest portrayal of just a human being. He had struggles with addiction. He was a talented actor, seemed like a really solid dude. And it just like it happens to be that every single thing he put his finger on, I happen to love. So
So as a result, became a big fan. You know what I'm saying? And I think the rest of the world feels very similar because very, very sad that that he's gone at only age 54. I was planning on saying that when we were talking about Britt, only because it was like hovering around, like, I don't know, popular culture. But I did just want to give a little shout out to Michael Kay, the great.
Yeah.
So
Michael Kay, and yeah, he did seem like a cool. I didn't know all that about him, but we loved him in The Wire and all that stuff. And
oh,
one thing we can be rest easy knowing that if he had known Greg, he wouldn't have liked him. We all have that in common with him, right? So if you didn't identify with the guy, now then you do now. And,
Yes, I agree.
On his behalf, I'd like to just say to you, because I know he would want me to say this to you, that you're terrible.
Yeah.
And show's better off without you.
And I can also kind of envision him, you know, all the you know, posthumous folks up there, arms kind of hooked, giving me a collective fuck you. And Corey's leading the charge, that fucking kid. Corey's right.
Send your hate mail to the Notes from the Pen Twitter account.
Yeah.
Join Patreon if for no other reason than to have personal verbal assaults on cousin Greg.
There is comments.
A bunch of which this will comments. This will probably be on there on this episode. But we really do have some really good shit. And all kidding aside, you know what? I'm not doing it. Nope.
No.
You guys think what you want.
We're just gonna float away.
You started with the intro. This is supposed to be your show. I completely would refuse to let you do anything constructive with it. Steps on your toes every step of the way.
You have 1 minute remaining.
And you're out of money. That means you're out of money.
Out of bread, motherfucker.
So
you have 60 seconds remaining.
You can tell because she says it twice. Take us out, Greg.
All right.
Grog.
On behalf of myself, cousin Greg, and Bobby, and the entire NFTP family, we are out.
We go.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com. And follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.